It's so loud on the production line at Coors Golden Brewery that they distribute earplugs to visitors, plus steel toes to put over shoes, and a hard hat. Colorado's best-known brewer merged with other industry giants a few years ago and is now called Miller Coors. They brew over 20 different beers here, everything from the flagship Original Coors to one called Third Shift Amber Lager. Plant safety rep Mike Murphy points to cans whizzing by on the production line, 2,000 of them every minute.
So this is the actual packer. So all those cans that are being collected over there are going to run around on our conveyance.
For much of its 140-year history in Golden, Coors didn't pay much attention to how much water they used. They focused on the quality of the water going into the beer, but not the quantity used in its production. Water was cheap and plentiful. But that's changed in recent years. John Stonebreaker is technical services manager at the Golden Brewery.
First of all, it's putting the spotlight on it. For a long time, there wasn't the focus on water reduction because it doesn't have that cost that some of the other utilities does. There wasn't that key driver pushing it.
A Colorado Water Conservation Board report says this facility is the largest self-supplied industrial water user in the state. It brewed about 10 million barrels of beer last year. At 31 gallons per barrel, that's a bladder-busting 310 million gallons of beer. But that's less than half their capacity. If necessary, Coors has the capability, and the water rights, to produce double that amount, making this among the largest breweries in the world. A 12-ounce can of beer contains about 12 ounces of water and a few other ingredients. But there's a lot of additional water used in the production process. The industry measures overall water use with what they call the water-to-beer ratio. The Golden Brewery is below 4-to-1, and they're working to get it down to 3.5-to-1. That's 3.5 gallons of water used for every gallon of beer produced. John Stonebreaker says much of the water savings comes from paying closer attention to every facet of production. For example, changes to the level in a cooling water reservoir.
We found out that when the wind blew hard, it would change our control system. Our float valve would go up and down, indicating to the control system that we needed more water. So it would add more water, and then it would pump it out because it had too much water. So by just monitoring things, you know, more timely fashion, you see things that you couldn't see before.
And those cans speeding by on the production line, they need lubrication to keep from jamming up. In 2012, Coors switched to a dry lubricant to save water. These and other modifications helped the company cut water use at the Golden Brewery by 11% last year, saving over 270 million gallons. And the company is looking beyond the brewery for more water savings. Marco Ugarte is a sustainability manager for Miller Coors. He says they also want to help the farmers that grow their barley.
At this point, the scope is only from the point that the grain arrives to the factory until the end of production. What we are striving for is to build a number of baselines to better understand the farming challenges and opportunities.
For example, Miller Coors is working with one barley farm in Idaho to maximize the efficiency of their irrigation system. The size and scope of this mega brewer means every action they take can save a tremendous amount of water. But lowering the water-to-beer ratio is part of an industry-wide trend, and even the little guys in the beer business are doing their part.
Other side of the rail, as we call it, we have our canning line to kind of give the customers a feel of, you know, what we truly are and what we do.
Jim Weatherwax is plant manager at Oscar Blues in Longmont, where the tasting room is incorporated right into the brewery. No steel toes or hard hats required here. Weatherwax heads past a dog and through a small gate into the production area. This brewery produced about 85,000 barrels last year, less than 1% of the output at Coors in Golden. But Oscar Blues also looks for water-saving opportunities. Weatherwax says sometimes they make their own modifications to the machinery, like the gizmo that rinses the cans.
The main rinser was a packaged unit that basically all the water that rinses the can goes into the bottom of a trough that runs out. So we welded in a ferrule to collect that water through a hose, and then that splits off and goes to one side to re-rinse the can and the other side for the lubricator.
So their homemade change to the rinsing machine gives Oscar Blues three uses of the water. First, to rinse the can before it's filled, then to re-rinse the can after it's sealed, and then again as lubrication to keep the can line running smooth. With this and other modifications, WeatherWax says Oscar Blue's water-to-beer ratio is between 3.3 and 3.5 to 1. Both Coors and Oscar Blues say they'll be working to get that down to 3 gallons of water for every gallon of beer. For Connecting the Drops and Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Sam Fuqua.
Connecting the Drops is a year-long collaboration between Rocky Mountain Community Radio Stations and the Colorado Foundation for Water Education. Find out more at yourwatercolorado.org.